In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, and happy Reformation Day to you all. It's also All Saints Eve, right, where we get hallowed, saint, hallowed Eve, Halloween, that's where it's, the title gets its name. So we celebrate this day, Luther's Reformation. It's really our heritage. It makes us who we are in the sense of how we've repented of some of the bad customs that were brought into the church and how we've been restored to the true teaching of the gospel in our midst. Today's color is red, a great color for Reformation, the Spirit's work, and the fires that burn, keep burning. There's a lot more there, but I'll stop with my symbolism. This day doesn't need too much more explanation. We'll just get right to it. We begin with hymn 578, Thy Strong Word.
Thank you.
say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your way to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame. In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, everything, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we sing you praise. For your glory, by Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, and mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in time of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Be seated for the readings. The first reading for the Festival of the Reformation is from Revelation to St. John, chapter 14. St. John writes, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead, with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." We speak our verse for the day. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Psalm 37:5. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 3. St. Paul writes, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the Torah and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was the show of God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. And what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By the law of works? No, but by the law of faith. So we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. This is the Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for our sermon hymn 566, By Grace I'm Saved.
costume that you put on and take off.
will be gracious to you. Do what you can. Then trust in God, and He will do it. Nothing we have in this world, no matter how great the topic is, nothing we have is more precious as this righteousness of God. The fact that it's not our own doing does not mean that it's not a real righteousness.
writes in Romans 5:19, by the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. It's not the testament that God's going to bring to righteous, but it's true to her not. No, the righteous ought to be righteous, his reckoning makes it so. The gospel tells us that we are righteous. Fail in any respect, but to have the own love and good obedience of being, to give the power, not public, to be able to obey, to love the world, but to come to one temptation. Is there any sin for which Jesus did not suffer? The Bible says that the Lord never suffered the sin of himself. God gives us content in those suffering, right?
Thank you.
Later this afternoon at 3 p.m., we'll join in with our sister congregations in the area, as well as with our Spanish-speaking congregations. Just getting started up again here by Grace. They're actually going to treat us with one of their hymns in Spanish, and I'm looking forward to that. People of all nations, and languages, tribes, that's a wonderful Reformation treat we don't normally celebrate in the Lutheran Church. So that'll be at 3 o'clock. We'll join there with our sister congregations, but also our brother pastors. I'll be there in some capacity helping with the service. Birthday celebration there. Men's Club this week and Ladies' Day. There's a note there how much we collected in mics, $232.23 towards the missions of the LWML. Thank you, God. I see there a note for the Harvest Potluck that's coming up in 2 weeks. Looking forward to that festival, too. That we turn to the prayers of the church. Congregation, please stand. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the comfort of the gospel restored to your church on earth through the work of Martin Luther and other faithful pastors and leaders during the Reformation. We praise you that by your rich grace we have come to the sure knowledge that we stand justified before you, not by what we have done, but rather by faith in what your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done on our behalf. We implore you, defend your church from all enemies of your saving word, your eternal gospel to be proclaimed to in our time to every nation, tribe, language, and people on earth, and graciously preserve your truth for generations to come. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, make us truly your disciples. Keep us in your word. Free us from all errors, and make our homes and families peaceful. Preserve all fathers and encourage them for their godly path, that children will be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Be with our catechumens. Teach us also to hear and learn your word anew as disciples with them. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy on our nation. Give us good and faithful leaders who will govern after your good pleasure. Give us comfort and a right understanding of your rule in this world. We would not be deceived to think earthly powers will last forever, but have confidence in you alone. Your kingdom come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer for the sick, the joyful, and those in any need, especially for Holly, Anjali, and Hannah, for Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Dennis, and Beryl, and for Jeff Bunches. Answer their prayers. Preserve them by your promises and bring them safely through this world to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought us by your word out of the darkness of error and into the light of your grace. Mercifully help us to walk in that light. Guard us from error and false doctrine, and grant that we do not become ungrateful and despise your word through the servants you have sent to us. Receive them with all our heart, conduct our lives according to your word, and put our trust in your grace. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the offertory. I'm gonna go to the On those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat this body and blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the Lord's table.
Yeah.
Thank you.